Hello guys, welcome back to the Let's Talk Agriculture podcast show. It's your favorite host once again, Sharon Ida Hosta. It's been a while I came on the show, but I want you to know that there is a good reason for that. But I'm not going to bore you with the whole story, but I just want you to know that I'm still going to try to show up despite whatsoever it is going on, because I love you guys. So today I want to talk about the relevance of media, communication to the agricultural sector. Yeah, quite new, right? So I'll be discussing under the highlights, communication and agriculture, leveraging media for the benefit of the agricultural sector, and also the relevance of agricultural media. But first, what is communication? It is a process of transferring information from one place, one person to the other. The role of communication cannot be overlooked in any organization. And of course, definitely the agricultural sector is not left out. Now, what is agricultural communication? Now, this field focuses on communicating the happenings in the agricultural sector to a wider audience. So you communicate what is going on in the agricultural sector to both the agricultural and non-agricultural stakeholders. A lot of persons need to know what is happening in the agricultural sector. So it is your duty as an agricultural stakeholder to put out relevant information for the benefit of those that are not in the agricultural space. Of course, you read and learn about what happens in the fashion industry, what happens in the business industry. So, and you are definitely not from the fashion industry, right? So it's okay for you to put out information about the agricultural sector for those that are not in the sector to learn about what is going on. Because trust me, there are so many things that people ought to know. So now back to the gist. How can you leverage media for the benefit of the agricultural sector? Now, I believe that there are diverse ways you can leverage the media so it can be of benefit to the agricultural sector. And one of the ways I know is through content writing, articles, blog posts. Another one is podcasts. Another one is video production. Now, how does content writing relate? Okay. So, I believe that articles are just another way to communicate with an audience. There are so many topics for you to research on. And there are so many audiences, of course, waiting out there for you to put out that information you've researched on. So the agriculture sector is so broad that we need to put out information. And one way to achieve that is writing of content, writing of articles. So you can do research on a particular topic, on a pressing issue. It may be in your local community, it could be an international problem. Research about it and write about it. Let people know what is going on. During the COVID, we had so much going on that period, and it was crazy. For me, I experienced the whole inflation, price inflation, food scarcity. And I wrote an article about it. And the real gist is that I actually founded a non-governmental organization during that period. And I was putting out information. I was telling people what was happening. And it gets better. But I'll leave that for another day. So, another way I believe that you can leverage the media is true podcasting, like what I am doing right now. I believe that podcasting is just another way to leverage the media. I'm sure you agree with me. Because it happens to be a growing market to take advantage of and put out relevant information that concerns agriculture to the public. According to a research the global podcast size was estimated to be about $9.28 billion in 2019 and $11.07 billion in 2020. And now the growth rate of podcasts is about 27.5%, and this will move from this started from 2020 and is going to move to 2027. So you can see what is happening. This is a huge market. And let me shock you now. There is a prediction that it's going to get to $60.50 billion by 2027. Are you kidding me? We have to leverage this platform right now. Podcasting is moving at a very, very high speed, and in the agricultural space, we have to take advantage of it. Now, what do you think is actually driving this podcast market? The podcast has emerged as the preferred source of entertainment because it's easy. One can easily just pick up a phone and record, and people can just listen. People can just listen anyhow. You can listen via your car. You can listen via your smartphones, and whatever way. Even when you're walking, you can listen to a podcast. When you're commuting, you can listen to a podcast. So it's accessible. It's something that doesn't require so much. It doesn't require so much. But this is an audio podcast. Else I would have been showing you something like a chart, but this is an audio podcast. So one other way I think we can leverage the media is through video production. Those that are in the marketing space have already seen what video marketing is doing. Yeah. Video is an interesting method to capture your audience and get them really hooked on your content. I am in the marketing space also. I work as a sales and digital marketer at Sedona Media. And really, we are leveraging video because it's something that, imagine somebody seeing a video, it's easy for them to retain than a written article or something, because there's a representation already. They've been able to attach an image to the story that you've written. Example, if you have interviewed a smallholder farmer and you also drafted an article, people read the article, yeah, but they might forget about it. But when you have a video showcasing what the smallholder farmer is all about, what the farmer is planting, the farmland, it helps people to relate and understand your content more. So creating videos is just another way to get your audience hooked. So don't think because you're in the agricultural space you shouldn't. You have to create video content. So let's say you've written an article, translate it into a video. Yeah, translate it into a video, and boom, people are getting engaged with your content. You have to get people engaged. You have to seek ways for people to understand what you're doing. And one way to do that is through video. And if you need that, of course, you know where to find Sedona Media. Just go to www.sedonamedia.com and you know exactly what you need to do. Now, I'll just give you a few points of relevance, which I think I have already highlighted. by giving you the ways you can leverage the media, but I still think I should give you the relevance of media to the agricultural sector. Now, when you have an agricultural media, you're able to spread out agricultural information among farmers. It helps you to spread out information that, like, let's give an example. Like the COVID, we couldn't go outside. But with the media, you'll be able to share information to these farmers. You can decide to use traditional method, you can decide to use the digital method. It's still the media. So having the whole media in the agriculture space helps you to share information with farmers. It also creates opportunities for farmers to express themselves and concerns. I mean, so many farmers are going through a lot, especially smallholder farmers are going through a lot. I mean, they are major contributors to the agriculture space, but should I say, they're not given the priority, and it's really sad. I am a strong believer of supporting smallholder farmers, and that's the reason why I put up the organization Life Flex Agriculture Initiative, because I want to contribute in the way I can, and I'm working on something. You should join me if you're really passionate about contributing to the agricultural sector. Yeah, you should join me. Now, with media, farmers can express themselves. When they have a mobile phone, they can come online to see what exactly they're going through. They can sell their products. They're no longer the way it used to be. Yeah. And with the media, they also have a good market access. Yes. That's what I'm saying. They are able to put themselves out there. They're able to prove their products. And they also have the possibility of funding investments for the farmers. So let's try to leverage the media sector. Let's try to get it connected with the agricultural sector. If you're not sure how you want to put out this information, I'm here to help you. Just connect with me on LinkedIn and we can take it up from there. If you're in the agricultural space, you run an agricultural business, there is always a way around it. You should have a website. Out information to let people know you exist. You should create relevant content, articles, videos, infographics, podcasts, newsletters. It helps. So, I hope you're in for this. Maybe some other time I'll teach you something on agricultural branding. I hope it really helps you. But anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I'll be coming again with another episode, maybe not me directly, but of course. You know my theme now. I invite guests to the show. So sit tight, guys. I love you. And I want you to know that always and always. Thank you very much, guys. Do have a lovely, lovely, lovely time. Bye-bye.